you go. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Here comes a Tuesday night in Studio C. It's the show. We're at our new time, which is going to be just about 10 minutes after the hour, apparently now. That's how we're going to do it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to show 387. This is the 21st of May, 2019. My gosh, the year. Well, we're getting close to what being half over, right? Once we get to June 1st.
June 1.
My gosh.
2019 will be...
June 30th, we're half over.
You got to get through the full 6 months.
To a new decade.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? I know.
Whatever these ones were called, they're over too.
The teens.
And you know what's weird is whatever these ones were called, they were easier than what the next ones are because no one knows what that's called.
The 20s. That's easy.
I mean, the teens one. Yeah, the teens one was the worst one, right?
That. And right. Everybody was saying the aughts. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, right?
02, 03, 04.
I didn't like that.
You know what I noticed about that?
We're off and running. Here we are. Yes. What is your bitch? Grind your gears, Doug.
It's just an observation. In the 1900s or the 20th century, they had the same issue and no one knew what to call it, and nothing, and they didn't end up calling it anything, and nothing happened. And we did the same thing, and we're fine.
It happened.
Do you remember the night? What are we going to call those two decades?
I know.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. Tomorrow.
We didn't. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Hi.
We didn't call them anything.
So birthdays this month are Bear, Drew, Aaron.
We're already into the birthday segment. Show is singing along.
Well, I got the paper.
We're ahead of schedule.
Dale from New York State. He lived here for years, according to my notes.
Dale's
coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wrote down.
30th.
You know when the last time I saw him was?
Mom's 60th.
Your mom's
birthday
party out in your backyard. Sure. That's right.
Sure.
Wow. Oh, Dale.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he moved to New York and it was 2008. Yeah.
Wow. So happiest of birthdays to you, May people.
Yeah,
sure.
Hi, Mama.
And other Mama Di's birthday this month.
Yep.
I thought that's what we were talking about. And then I looked up, realized what we were all saying.
Stuff going on
now
everywhere.
With 90% less sneezing. Last week was
I noticed you brought Zicam spray.
Well, I brought Zicam for the home viewers. Let me tell you how to go to your medical professionals and get rid of allergies.
Okay,
please let us know.
This will get you through. Zicam cold remedy. Stop some shit in its tracks.
Okay.
Better used, according to the box, and in real life, at that first sniffle, just run to your local drugstore and buy this shit.
Okay.
It's a couple bucks. I don't know. It's nothing extravagant.
Right.
Is it zinc?
It's zinc and eucalyptus, and then, I don't know, witchcraft.
Good. Witchcraft.
Menthol.
Yes.
And you just break it off of the tab, and you just shove this motherfucker up your nose as far as you can.
Oh, I don't think that sounds fun.
That's on the directions.
Wow. No, and you gotta
says MF-er.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how far they say. I have glasses.
You need to.
I don't have glasses, but I have glasses.
If your eyes start to shut, I think you can pull the out just slightly. Just a guess.
Just inside first nostril. So don't shove it up. According to them, just inside.
Just inside.
So,
did you do just inside nostril, or did you shove it all the way up?
All the way up.
Oh my God.
I did a spirited scrubbing. But I got to tell you, if you're just getting the signs of a cold, like not allergies, but a cold, this will stop it.
Yeah.
Dead. Your cold is for both.
Well, it even says pre-cold right on the box.
Pre-cold. You're not kidding. But for the sniffly allergies thing, if you got nothing else, this is a good over the counter.
I thought that you'd get hit with that again today and yesterday with the wind.
And let me tell you why I haven't, because of this next drug.
It's our next part of the story.
Oh,
look at
this. Part two.
This time it's personal.
That's right.
No shit.
Fluticasone.
Fluconazole.
Nope.
I just thought I'd make it up.
No, but you're so close. That is another medication. It's not this. Fluticasone propionate. Now, I got to tell you about this shit. This is a steroid. Yeah. It's a nasal steroid. It ends it. Allergies
is it
gone.
Over the counter?
They have it over the counter, but it's cheaper if you get it. If you have insurance, get the prescription because it will be cheaper by prescription than it is over the counter.
All right.
This shit, rewind, however you get it back to me saying that, will just end the motherfucker.
Mm.
Like, okay. Shit be done.
So in your memories on Facebook, what I want you to do is take a picture of that fucking bottle, and I don't want to hear you bitch about this ever again.
No, no. The problem was because I go to my doctor every year, and like we have little conversations, and I have something else in my bag that's more for a cold than it is for allergies. But last week with the sneezing, and it was all, everything last week was here up.
Okay.
So the other drug that I have, because I had it for a cold in the winter, and it was for the Hamilton thing where I went to the doctor and I'm like, I'm not quite sick yet, motherfucker.
I remember hearing
this
story.
But I just spent $400 on a theater ticket, so we will not be sniffling and coughing. Make it stop. I don't care. Yes. We have to sacrifice a child.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Seems completely fair.
Lamb's cold blood. Jump. I don't give a shit. And $400 a ticket, there will be no sniffling.
I have a bad cold.
So he prescribed this other stuff, and it's like Atrovent, but nasal spray. And for a cold, the problem was on the box, it said, my prescription said once a day. So I was so miserable when I went home. I like took everything out of the cupboard, was Googling like, which of these motherfuckers is for my allergies? And I found this and Googled it because the box is gone and the little thing of what it's for and when to take it is missing. So it makes it kind of dangerous to have around the house.
Can I look at the bottle?
That was in your cabinet.
And I knew that it was something nasal, but
I wasn't
sure.
So it's not Zicam.
No, that's this.
That's why I'm so confused.
No.
I'm like,
no, this
you got
is the shove up
there,
your nose.
It has steroids in it.
This
you
is
got
a steroid.
It over the counter.
No, but that can be over.
Is this a steroid?
It's a glucosteroid.
Yeah. Okay.
And this just ends shit. Stops the inflammation. Stops the dent in his tracks.
Wonderful.
Again, we're talking about allergies, ladies and gentlemen, just to make sure. Because sometimes you get irritation that has nothing to do with allergies.
People, I'm just going to tell you, buy a shovel. And then it's one problem, two elegant solutions.
Right.
Kill them, bury them.
Boom, done.
Boom.
Right
one
there.
Shovel.
And then lose the shovel.
Right.
Somehow.
Buy your own ground, not included. Earth not included with shovel.
I do know where the bodies
are
buried.
There's plenty of city property available.
I will tell you, whole different animal. So I went home and I Googled that, and then today I went to the doctor, and I'm like, this needs to just be prescribed again. And I don't believe in expired medications, as everyone knows. Medicines are just good till I'm done using them, and then I get rid of them.
Just like a car.
Because this supposedly expired in January of 18. It got all the shit done. Don't throw medications away.
I don't know. No.
That's just a pharmaceutical company trying to fuck with you.
Sure, that's exactly what that is.
Pay more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have vitamin C in my bag that I think expired in, like, 16. What's vitamin C going to turn into?
Right.
Right.
Just an orange pill?
If nothing else, I just swallowed something that's going to dissolve in my stomach.
It's a breath mint now. Who cares?
Right, exactly.
Stop and get a gallon of Tropicana. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Sure.
Ooh, God.
What kind of medicine is that?
That's wine.
Well, this is wine. Oh. And this is what I would have been enjoying last week, but I couldn't stop fucking sneezing.
And in complete... complete contrast to prescribed medications.
Yes.
The older that gets, the better it is.
That is true. That is absolutely
according
good,
to what I understand
got a good
how
eye.
It works.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Wow.
So yeah, I went to the doctor and just doctors. These motherfuckers. Not doctors. These are not doctors.
Okay.
These are medical professionals. God bless them. Hello, Anand, and happy birthday soon.
Hi, Anand.
Yeah, well.
Total bullshit again this year with a whole other medical human. If someone comes in and tells you something, discuss that problem. Like, I did a drug test today. I'm like, sure, I'll do a drug. I don't give a shit. I will do a drug test. Like, I have insomnia. It should be the only thing in my chart should be occasional allergies that she's got the stuff at home. She just forgot. She just tore the label off.
Right.
But she has insomnia. So I just want my prescription of my sleeping medication that I use it's not the medication I use. It's just for, like, open in case of emergencies.
Right.
And again, I keep it forever because it doesn't expire.
Okay.
And, oh my God, they were like, do you want to take a drug? Take a fucking drug test. Like, what do you want to see on this drug test? Like, what is it?
Is this
you think
the same guy who doesn't remember you're a nurse that you know?
Yeah, I fired
you got
him.
A new one. All right.
And I got somebody else who, instead of working one floor below me at where I used to work, worked one floor above me.
Okay.
And the same shit. Like, do I look like a fucking drug addict? Like, I'm getting my life done. You've seen my labs. I drove here in a car. Life, like, I'm fine.
I have a job one floor down.
And I feel bad.
And it's not like you don't know what's happening in the medical world.
And I have, like,
people.
I can communicate with someone in that language. So I can't imagine when someone else goes to a medical professional about insomnia and to get it with that kind of a roadblock.
Yeah.
Like, all my chart should say in big giant letters is there some other shit, but insomnia!
In all caps.
It pisses me off.
Yeah.
And then
I can tell.
She's like, well, why doesn't your neurologist? Because my neurologist has changed doctors 3 times in the same office. I'm like, just like this fucking office, you're the third goddamn person.
Right.
I'm not changing. You are.
Yeah.
And she's like, I sense you're frustrated. I'm like, I'll pee in the cup. I'll pee on you.
You're going to sense from the back of my hand right into your fucking face in about 10 seconds.
Like, I'll pee on you. I don't give a shit.
Wow. Well, that'll cost extra.
You could be sensing something else shortly.
For her.
You'd be in Russia.
My.
But she seemed loved. But it's very frustrating when you go to someone and they don't listen to your concerns.
I feel that maybe the Zycam and the Sturt has, you're a spirited child
you're
today.
A spitfire.
And because of how good this works, I have not taken this in like 5 days or touch this in like five. Whatever this is, it's a fucking
He's not overdoing
miracle.
It. Like He's that. Not.
Wow. And the Zyrtec for emergencies still in the pocket. Yeah. Oh, I've been drinking all day.
Oh, that's what it was. I was wondering why you had the first pop of wine out before anybody else.
Well, I got here first, so that's how you get the first pop of wine out.
But I didn't know about the all-day part.
And so frequent listener, long-time, actually, listener from the very first show,
okay.
Julia Gulia, who's often in the chat room. She turned 40 today.
Oh, my gosh. Birthday. We can all tell her how that's going to go.
Yeah.
It's all downhill.
We're all the same age.
No, you got 10 our years age. Before the downhill. I don't know how to break this to you, but 40 is no longer any of our age.
Yeah,
that door is closing too fast.
Oh no, I'm saying we've already passed that landmark. Like we're right there.
But I mean, you're still in the good place. It's 50 where like it just slides into hell and your body falls apart.
I could not agree more with that statement. Exactly.
You're not only knocking on the doors. Come on,
honey,
the door's open.
I have my hand
Bitch, she's
on
titty
the...
dancing for the door, trying to get in there. Hey.
Open up, girl.
Yeah. I got $5.
Right.
Oh, my God. Right.
Make mama happy.
I think I just said it to you or to you like a couple minutes ago. When I was about to turn 50, I was saying it to my childhood friend that taught me how to read. She's a few years older than me. She's like, oh, Alfie. Your body just fucking falls apart.
It's true, though.
And I swear to God, at 50 years in one day, like a leg fell off. And I was like, God.
Oh, that's what you were carrying down the street.
You know, I feel like, too, you know, maybe 20 years ago, you know, when we would make fun of, you know, old people and all they do is talk about their ailments and what medicines they take. And I was just going to bring up that I'm now taking a statin.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Ryer right? almost spit.
It's the God's honest.
And, of course, because my relationship with all medicines, I have so many, all my life, paradoxical reactions and whatever. I'm getting the really bad side effects that you get from taking what is the Lipitor one, where I have these horrible muscle aches. And have you heard about this? Uh-huh. And muscle soreness? Like, profound, though. It hurts so bad. So I had to message my doctor today. I'm like, I can't. And he was like, stop taking them for a week and we'll see.
Will you please forgive me for almost spitting up all over you?
I know.
It just was like, not what I expected.
I mean, I think about us in the past, like going to nightclubs every night. And now we're like, I'm like, my arm hurts from my statin.
Yeah.
And Al's like, my shoulder hurts.
I rolled over wrong and my shoulder.
My shoulder, I can't sleep. I thought it was insomnia.
Then I went to try to get some coffee. So,
I raised my arms and yelled bingo and I screamed from the pain.
So, Doug's at the club. You know, somebody walks up. Hey, what are you on? He goes, Lipitor.
Do you want to go in the bathroom and do some Lipitor?
Do some Stanton up in the stall.
We'll lock the ladies' room door, feel like old times.
Oh, my God.
What are you taking? Some ibuprofen.
My Aleve wore off 12 hours ago.
And I saw your Facebook post about your back. About having a backache.
When did I post that?
You did.
Every day.
It was a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago about your backache. And I related so much to that post.
To what you were just saying, I woke up Monday morning and somehow my extremely lower back had gone out. I don't know why. And I got through yesterday, went to my chiro, Dr. Andy says hi. Went to my chiro and he adjusted everything. But I could tell when I left that muscle hadn't released. Like, we're not done with this. And last night, I could not get comfortable. I couldn't sleep for crap. He opened at 2 today. I was there at 2:15. And we did the electrotherapy where and then it adjusted. And I felt it adjust. And literally, for a half hour after I got home, I felt like I was 20 again.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, wow, this is what it feels like to be all free
like
of pain. I was running around.
Started dancing
in
the living room.
And then it's like...
The cat's hid.
I just have to remember to take those moments and just really savor them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get...
Until you die, because there's like four. There's only three more coming. You're only allowed four. You used up one today.
Oh.
Oh.
But my chiropractor, who's wonderful, I've been going in for like 12, 13 years. He's a great guy. But he said, well, because he always asked, well, did you do anything specific that might have done it? Like, oh, no, not since the last round of shit that I did. When I tried to help somebody move a fucking water heater, like, no. Yeah. I find anybody else to do it because I'm not lifting shit anymore. Yeah. And I've even learned that when I go to the grocery store, you don't take one bag, you take two, because you want to be balanced.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And you bring the cart right out to the trunk. There's no heroes here.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Oh, yeah. This could be a segment. Yeah. So does this mean that you are, and I mean this as a real question, not a kidding one, are you off the list of helping me weigh the old, lift the old TV that weighs a ton?
No, I'm not necessarily off the list. Gravity is still our friend.
Yeah. Okay.
If we got to kick it down the stairs, we kick it down the stairs.
No, because
you don't know how badly I would like to do that.
No,
we're not going to watch it.
We're not out of that because,
we're not.
You'll be helping.
Yes.
I need a supervising adult. That'd be you. Number two, I have a dolly that can get us down the stairs. Yeah.
Sweet.
We can figure this out.
So later we have to decide if it's, we have to look up the, remember we talked about DV shelters versus recycling places or whatever.
Right.
So
lots to do.
Okay. So that's my week. I'm just an old woman.
Wow. Yes.
That should not be allowed outdoors.
Yet here you are.
Trooper.
Whatever the fuck this is.
Better living through science.
Oh, by the way, you also have another, a new route to get here now. I don't know if you knew this. It's a little out of your way, but you'll figure it out because you like to ride a lot.
What?
Today they opened up the new crosswalk at the canal on 7th Avenue.
Oh, that's very convenient.
So for those of you, and I realize not many of you drive, you who listen to the show drive in our central corridor in Phoenix, but 7th Avenue now between Camelback and Indian School. Good luck to you trying to drive down there because you got a light at Camelback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You now have a light at Highland. You have a light at the canal. You have people from Shars running across the street at all hours of the day and night. Then you've got the crosswalk across from Stacy's.
Yeah.
The crosswalk from the bar down the street. Oh my God!
Yeah,
you'll never get there.
You'll never get there.
And why? Because we need to be a non-driving city.
Yeah,
or at least in the central corridor.
Yeah, the central corridor. You should not have a car. Like there's just it's becoming. And I realize like they're kind of bullying everyone into.
Oh, they are.
Just get rid of the car.
Yep.
Or at least here in downtown.
Yeah,
I'm doing my part.
Yep.
But yeah, so you can now cross wherever you'd like to cross with a light.
It has cut my time getting over here,
and it's
so much safer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's just the primary.
At this time of day.
Having a safe crosswalk across 7th Avenue across, is so much
easier. No, that's nuts. Crossing either 7th Street or Avenue, whichever one. And they finished this one. I take that back. I haven't seen the lights activated, but they took all the muslin off of all the lights and all. But
as far as I know, they weren't active today because I was on my bike today.
So,
but they do look more ready.
Right. No, they've been working on them all week.
Yeah, but Highland. So, Joe, we've been talking about the ones at Highland working, not at the canal.
Yeah, but the ones at the canal are just
are
moments,
ready to go.
Moments,
yeah,
and I think they're going to next start on the ones on 7th Street. So, all the way through.
Good.
Crazy stuff.
So, Doug, what have you been up to?
Well, I went to L.A. for my little reward to myself to go
see.
I went to my bone marrow transplant reunion.
Very
so I got my
good.
15-year pin. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you've already seen it. Thank you very much. I also got to stay with our good friend, Harrison, for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So stayed with her in Pasadena on Friday. And then I went to L.A. on Saturday, and it was beautiful. I went to the Huntington Library and Museum in Pasadena, which is gorgeous. There's a whole like rose garden, tons of flowers. It's a beautiful thing. I'd always wanted to go. My grandmother loved it on my mom's side. So I did that, and I went and ate in fancy restaurants and just got away.
Spent an
obscene amount of money because L.A. is insane. Mm-hmm. And it's got more expensive since the last time I was there was 3 years ago. They
since
doubled
you started
the price.
This sentence,
yes. Yeah. Right. Oh, I went back to the same hotel. I'm like, and now it's a $200 more a night than it was before. So I didn't stay there. I stayed at the Ramada Inn, which was still obnoxiously expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Ramada Inn
on
the
strip.
Fun,
so, yeah, it was fun. So that was great. They had actually surprisingly good weather because it was a rainy week, but the sun came out on Saturday.
Yep.
And I have been enjoying my summer break.
Very good.
So
away from those people.
Oh. Yes.
Yes,
so I've had
not
some
happy to be
recovery. It was a rough semester, but I'm feeling better. And the fall semester looks beautiful. The setup's great.
Good.
I have no new classes. So I'm just trying to get, but I'm trying to be good because already I feel like I looked at the calendar. I'm like, geez, it's already moving along. You know, your vacation time always flies. So I'm trying to get prepared. So I'm trying to do a little bit of work and read and do stuff every day that I need to do for school to stay on track. But I'm looking forward to, it looks like I'm going to go to Rocky Point in June.
Nice.
So
have you ever been down there?
I have.
Oh, you're like, with your
years
cousins?
And years and years ago. Well, yeah, I haven't been with them though. So the cousin,
that is
I found out.
Place.
Like, oh we're my, yeah, I know. So I know. I'm getting a friends and family rate. Yeah. So that's the only reason I can afford
Even
to go.
With that, probably,
yeah,
you know.
I know.
Yeah. But thank you
anyway,
for sending that. Yeah,
yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. So I'll post it as well. But so cousin, they own a condominium in on a private beach in Rocky Point.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm going to be going with another cousin who's not the owner, but I guess a group is going, and I'm jumping in on the group piece of it.
And I think if it weren't just us, if it were a group of people, it would be totally different.
It's the way to do it. You've got to wait till I show you that this place is amazing. It's
beautiful.
It's on the 10th floor of this building, 3,500 square feet.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous the panoramic views.
The place that I like... And if you haven't been there for a while, would you know where JJ's Cantina was?
Yes.
That whole beach is now condos.
Yep.
Oh,
it's not
really?
Empty anymore. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So there's one.
That's wild.
There's one condo complex there called La Bella Serena. Right. The beautiful mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gorgeous, and it's the views, and it's just you rent these. You know, it's like Airbnbs, but the last time I went there,
that's what they're doing with there.
Airbnbs wasn't quite a thing yet.
Right. Right.
Or not a thing that I knew. And so you get, like, gorgeous, like, 2 and 3 bedroom apartments and, like, beautiful views and private pools and your own beach. And
nice.
That's what this is. It has a private pool, 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3,500 square feet. It's just gorgeous. So I'm going to jump in on that. Good. So I'll have a full report, and then I'll let you know.
It's lovely down there.
Oh, yeah.
And El Capitan on the top of the hill in town.
Mm-hmm.
Still inexpensive, still great Mexican food.
The cousin that I'm going and her friends, they've all been multiple times.
Okay.
So she told me she said the food is so unbelievably good, and they know all the like places to go. And
so hopefully
that's all I'm going to do.
I think it's still called El Capitan. It's on the top of the hill in the actual city in the port.
I'll look.
And you know, there's cats because it's Mexico and it's downtown.
And dogs.
But you're overlooking
lots of dogs.
The dogs don't make it up that high.
Oh, really?
Because it really is up at the top of a hill, but the cats do.
Okay.
And it's lovely. That view on a nice night is just to die for.
All right, I'll check it out.
Nice.
Cool. That's it. That's all. I'm not doing anything other than
I love it down there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I'll check this out and then we'll go.
Yeah.
Nice. Breaking news. We need some Indian inside of, and I don't think he means all of us.
I'll take it.
Just going to back out of that one. But well done, Annette. So we went to LA this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Yes, we sure did.
I only know that because you talked about it last week.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, a whole new world.
And it really was. It was amazing and fantastic, and every Marnie-ism that could have happened.
I feel like there's a butt coming here somewhere.
No, every Marnie-ism that could happen happened. You know, when you're just somebody that fucks everything up so often.
What did you do?
So we finally got out there. We'll just leave it at that. And we finally get out there, and you had to print your tickets off. In order, you couldn't have them on your phone, you couldn't whatever, so print the tickets
Old
up.
School.
You couldn't take certain things in with you, like in most kind of...
Like a full buffet?
No, but like, Al and I were talking last week about the fact that you could, like, maybe take drinks in, or you could take this in, or you could take that in. But it's dependent on who's performing. And so,
I didn't know that.
If you have like Annette meant food. Oh, I see. Yes, that would be delightful, and I will partake. But if you for certain shows, you might be able to take like cans of something in, or you know, whatever. Not for this one.
Okay.
So,
but they sell whole bottles of wine there.
They do. Right. So, anyway, we. I was so trying to keep track of what can we have, what can't we have, that I forgot everything that we needed to have
Like
back
printed
at the
tickets.
Hotel.
Oh shit. Oh.
Like printed tickets.
Like printed tickets. Oh, back no. at the hotel. Oddly, which was right on the ocean.
Oh, and the Hollywood Bowl is not.
Not near
not
the ocean.
Not on the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So we got there. Shocking. Early. Right? So we get there.
And God
there
punished and, you for getting there early.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yep. And so we got there like 7 o'clock. It said to get there about 7, try to get in there, do whatever. It started at 8, we thought. Turns out 8:30. Smart of them. I appreciate that.
They knew you were coming.
They did. They totally changed the time. I love these
They
people.
Moved it up 30 minutes.
Yeah, usually I'm like, I'm on to you people. But
yeah.
No, not with the Hollywood Bowl. I've made it. So I sat there and then I realized, I'm like, well, we can go somewhere and print these off. Like, I have them on my phone. We can go to a hotel. We can whatever. Except you might need to prove who you are, and you might need all these other things, and it was with my ID and all of my money and my everything back at the hotel. So anyway, then we went back to the hotel. Yeah. We had just paid $40 for a prime parking spot that was not stacked, and everything was great. So I'm like, you're going to save this spot. Like, I don't give a shit what you do. We're coming back. And we did.
Did you make it in time?
I don't think Aaron was as delighted as I was by that. Because I had to drive like...
Bad out of hell.
No, I had to drive nice because she gets a little anxious about the driving stuff.
Blindfold her and put her in the back seat and then drive to where you've got to go.
No idea, except I didn't have my ID on me. So we were gingerly moving
gingerly.
Along.
Gingerly.
We get back there. I run in. I get all the stuff. Come back out. Drive back. We got there just in time.
Wow.
For the intermission.
Oh.
Which is okay. I mean, it took a hell of a long time getting back and forth. But the thing started at 8:30. We got there at 9:30.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so, or it started at 8, we got there at 9, whatever it was. It was like an hour. And we got there just in time to hear... Harvey Fierstein do his like Ursula,
yeah, the big song,
which I didn't see it, but I heard it, like I saw it on the TV as we were coming in. I didn't care. I was there. I heard it. It was raining.
Mm-hmm.
It was very it was a lovely addition under the sea, you know, with all the, it's just beautiful. Yeah. Lea Michele was gorgeous. I have a bunch of pictures if you guys want to see them, but
Are they from the parking lot? Like,
no,
what
we got in.
Yeah,
she's
in both acts.
I know both of them. It was delightful.
The Little Mermaid doesn't die in the first act.
No, here's the tour bus.
Yeah.
But it really was so good, and
it's a beautiful venue. Like, there's no getting
around
it.
It really is.
Yeah,
and it's a huge version of the theater of the Pageant of the Masters.
Right.
Like, it was, so when we were at the Pageant of the Masters, it was, we thought big, but not like that.
Then you see the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah. And the people live all around it.
That's what we were talking about.
Like, you're looking at someone's living room and you're like, you didn't have to pay for this shit at all.
Right.
Like, you can't see it, but you can hear all the beautiful music. And those fireworks have to cause PTSD.
There was no fireworks.
Because they're in your fucking
window.
I was
so sad about that.
I know, and they're not always.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That, I was like, that'll be at the end, so we can get back for that. Yeah, and then there weren't any.
Yeah.
But,
If any of you are wondering what it looks like, here is a stock photo online of the
beautiful
Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
I've seen it in so many movies.
I'll send some pictures through to you, Clayton, if you want to put them up later or whatever. But
and it's one of those things when you
gorgeous.
When you get there, and it's those, because, you know, it's nighttime in the hills of LA, you're up high.
Right.
So it's automatically a little bit cooler.
Right.
Well, and it's just lovely. But you're like, people live all
right there
around
right
us. There. Like, if there's people like, and then sometimes,
that's
like, there's one seat where you're, like, kind of looking, because it's a shitty seat, but you're looking, like, right into, like, you're looking right across at someone's house, and you're like, I can't see the person on stage, but I feel like I can see them undressing.
Sure.
Special show.
Yeah, it was, and it really was. It was just magical.
Nice.
Yeah, and getting there at the intermission turned out to work out well, because there were a lot of little tots that were there. That didn't make it through the, the second half.
Oh.
So then they, you know, they left. But it really was. Lea Michele was amazing. Cheech Marin was the chef.
Oh, okay.
And he came. So, and they did it very, like, so as they were singing, they were kind of acting along with things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have things going on. So the actual movie is going on over here. And, like, Cheech Marin would, as he was singing, look like he was picking up.
Oh.
And concert staging can be a nice way to condense shows that have too much going on.
Sure.
That you're like, I can't sit through The King and I again. But a concert staging in Hollywood Bowl, which I think it was the first time I was ever there for, can be lovely. Like, they condense it. They don't do it. And if you don't know what a concert staging is, Chicago, that's still running on Broadway 25 years later, is a concert staging with choreography.
By having the band on stage?
Right, because it was it was only meant to be at City Center's Encores for like 2 weeks, and it was only supposed to run showing off the choreography and the songs without the sets, without the costumes. They're all basically nude or in black.
Right.
And it was just supposed to be, that's the most famous concert staging ever done in Chicago.
Sure.
And then it just keeps running, and they still have not put up a set or given you a costume. Like, everyone just wears black leotards.
Yeah.
And there's no sets. They just, you just have to imagine there's
economical
a
show then.
And that's why it's run for, because they don't have to make that much money. You just have to pay the actors and the band, because there is no
and you're
set.
Good.
B.B. Newirth or whoever's playing that role now has to come up from the floor, from the basement, up through the orchestra and the beam of light. And that is the only set piece there is. Mm-hmm. There's one.
And no, it did not. Everything else got. I fucked everything else up, Jenny. But the rain did not.
You were not able to
experience.
Fuck up the weather, though.
You don't have direct control of that.
No, not the weather. I fucked everything else up. But the rain, it honest to God, it just added kind of a neat element.
Okay,
to it.
So you forgot the stuff for this one show now.
Yeah.
Were there other instances in the weekend that you may have missed the mark on something? Was there an entire theme?
That morning.
Funny you should mention
it. I guess.
Yeah, no, it was just Saturday morning when, like, getting ready to leave. I found that there are maybe I'm learning some different side effects to the medication. Maybe.
Of, like, wanting to leave on time?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, I actually, here's the
clear
thing. Everything, I had everything packed. There was no reason that I couldn't have walked out the door at 7 a.m.
Right.
There was no reason.
But
you found one?
Slept in?
No.
Hyper-focus.
I mean, like, it was like a hyper-focus, which just went ahead and turned into more OCD than I've ever had. It was really fucking wild. No two ways about it. It kind of threw me a little bit, and like I couldn't leave my house. I was like, it was almost like this certainly wasn't a thought that I had, at least not that I remember. But it wasn't like I'm gonna die, so I have to have everything perfect. For when I come, when someone has to come into the house.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like I thought that, but that's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
I put laundry in. Suddenly I had to wait for that to get dry, and then I had to fold it all, and then I had to put it all away.
My God.
Honest to God. I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then I would go to Lee. I'd like, stop it. You can do that, you know, just walk away from it.
You got to kind of look in the mirror and be like,
crazy. And I would walk away from it, and all of a sudden I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm going to go back and just get it done. It's only going to take a couple minutes. Oh, fuck.
What time did you leave town?
9:30.
2.5 hours later.
That's not bad.
But, I mean, it was just the
better
idea.
Better for traffic. I'll help you out.
Thanks. But it really was kind of startling.
Yeah.
And Aaron said, was it like an anxiety attack? And I'm like, well, I guess, but it was like an OCD attack. Like, it was fucking
same thing.
Weird. Like, I felt like, am I that person that has to be like, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Touch something or lock the door, unlock the door, lock the door, unlock it. Mm. Yeah, it was wild.
Wow.
Yeah. So I went back to the little head guy on Monday, yesterday.
Had a little chat about that.
Yeah, I was like, so this was new.
And you know, you have to explore your medications. You really do. If something doesn't feel right, go and talk to about it.
I think we found part one doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, but if you're
went
having
up
the
to
pain,
60 milligrams.
Right now, you have to, to communicate.
You
about
have
that.
To communicate.
So what'd they say? What did they decide?
We went down to, we're going to go to, because I had been at 40, and and that was it working, right? 40 milligrams, but I thought that they didn't have kind of a middle 10 milligram to go to 50. And he hadn't really looked at that, so the next bump would be to 60 typically. And I'm like, yeah, I think we should pull back on that a little bit. Because the other thing is that...
Well, you're going up from 40 to 50? Are going to 30.
I went up from 40 to 60.
Oh, my bad. I totally missed that part.
Yeah. Right. And so that was in the last month and a half. Oh. So, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh,
we need
does.
A 50.
Hyper focus. That's what it does. Got it. That's great.
Yeah. Maybe somewhere. Yeah.
Cool that off a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
So we're gonna try the 50. And
now, is this.
Check your milligrams. You're acting crazy. That's our safe word.
I like that.
Curiosity, though. Yeah. Is this the first time you have done like this, a road trip, you're trying to orchestrate everything? Is this the first time you've done that since this whole new world that
whole
you're
new
in?
World, that's right.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah, that was nice.
So is this the first time you've done it?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if...
I mean, we went to Vegas. We did a couple things, but that was different.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it wasn't... This was like, we're going there for a day.
To do this one specific thing.
To do this
thing.
A thing.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay.
Your mind just really went to work on that.
I had everything listed
out. And how did Ernie cope with all these changes?
I had everything was perfect.
Side note, Ernie's still in L.A.
Yeah. Well, we could discuss that.
She's at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wondering where the fuck party is.
Hasn't she called one of you yet?
That's fair.
She's still trying to park the car.
That's fair. I think in without meaning to sell her down the river, that I think she wanted to kill me. And then when I fucking lost it to where I couldn't, like, I just lost it. I was like just sobbing, like, I'm so sorry, like, because I couldn't figure out what the fuck was wrong.
Right.
And it just felt so wildly out of control that I was a fucking basket case and was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, it's okay. And I think that that's kind of the reaction that you almost have to have when, you know,
Well, she can't become manic.
Falling apart.
You can't.
She can't, because then that would just send you further down the river.
Right.
If you,
Well, just and I mean, if somebody, because she said that she had spoken with a friend of hers at work that and kind of told him what happened. And he was like, wow, you have more patience than I do. I'd have gone off and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and
no.
I looked at her and I went, well, that wouldn't have been good. And that's why when you said she's at the Hollywood Bowl, I said, because I'd have left you there.
Yeah. I'd have been hyper-focused on you enjoying the Hollywood Bowl.
How many fucking times have I been like, it's okay, babe. Everything is fine. And this time, you choose to do that? Fuck.
But that's what you need to do is to I know from friends, family, from my counseling days, people would just start spinning. And we would see it. And I would even say to clients, I'd say, you're spinning, and I'm over here. I'm just fine. I used to start to go like this, so just be the calm. Our former clinical director at that time, she was really good at that. She would just become really zen. Mm-hmm. She'd just say, if you just stay calm, it'll calm them down. Center with you.
Right.
But if you start flipping out,
I know when I start the spins, I always have to ask myself, like,
Darren is a champ.
Is this going to burn itself out?
Right.
Or is it going to burn me out? Like, which way is this going
to
go?
Right. And
that's good self-awareness, though,
to
even ask yourself that question is really good.
Yeah.
Well, and that
I've
was...
I've been doing this crazy for a long time.
Am I? How
so
is
that was just kind of
right
a...
Off,
yeah.
Usually, when I'm feeling that kind of thing, not to the degree that I was Saturday, but then I'll be able to go, stop it.
Yeah.
Like, that's been the new part where I can go, stop, just enough.
And I told you, I did an asthma medication last year that I reacted to horribly.
Sure.
And I got paranoid beyond belief. And it was...
It's the worst.
So the doctor asked me about it. Medical professional. Mm-hmm. Refused to call them a doctor because they're not. But it was one of those things where, like, I felt myself getting more and more paranoid and more like, everyone's out to get me. I have no friends. I should just stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is... And you know, you do that thing of like, this is new. This is a new emotion. You know, all the same people.
Yeah.
Right. And nobody's been trying to kill you for a couple days now. So
right.
Sure. Where is this coming from?
You're isolating.
And again, you just take out the one thing. Like, what's different?
What's new?
Yeah. And yours is a different milligram. That was like, this is some asthma med. Like, let's just Google this and see if this in the cocktail just threw us. And sure enough, it was can cause like weird moods. And I was like, well,
perseverating thoughts.
Weird mood.
And, of course, right? Well, and
but you have to take a little self-check of like, okay, is it them?
Yeah.
Or am I just being fucking nuts right now?
Well, and that's what I told the little head guy, because when I got there, the only other piece that I've noticed
if
is
you're offering a little head, I'm not going to pass it up.
I was waiting for a joke somewhere.
I knew it had to.
It's a softball thrown at me. Come on.
And a couple of times.
We have listeners. Yeah. They're expecting things.
Entertainment.
Yeah, but the other piece is that in the last couple of months, because I've been doing this for like 5 months, going on six now.
Gosh, is it that long already? Wow.
Yeah.
We only do the show like once a month. So
well, time flies, too.
But the other thing that I've noticed is that I cry at the drop of a pin.
That's good, though.
No. Not that it's bad. Yeah. But it's a matter of recognizing it. Was I spinning so much? And was I going so fast that I just didn't realize I was sad?
Probably.
Or is there something to do with the medication that it's kind of...
Or are you finding the right emotional release that you
needed? Absolutely.
Because that's true,
too. I still cry crap all the time. I'll cry at a goddamn commercial just because the child walks in the room at the right time and the mom looks at it right. Like, what is wrong?
But you have to know, like, sometimes in your real life, you can't cry at the right thing because you're trying to hold it together. So somewhere private where someone just triggers you a little bit, then you finally release all that energy.
Yep.
That's Oprah.
Yeah.
No, but it really does help. And I have episodes of TV that I watch specifically because I know I'm wound too tight and there's too much.
Would you like me to ruin your day even more?
When Pa starts crying, I'm done.
How are you going to do it, Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil?
I learned this from when I used to do group counseling, is that
often... Oh, am I a group now?
Yeah.
We're a group.
Yes.
We're a whole group.
It was this lesson that we did, and I'm guilty of this, too.
So tell me.
Have like the most healthiest access to your emotions and regulating them on an ongoing basis, is that many people will use movies or TV or whatever, or the big sports game, is a lot of times for men, is a way to release, to feel their emotions.
Yeah.
Because it's a way to access it. So the Hallmark commercial or the movie or the TV show, you're like, oh
my
gosh.
And you're somewhere safe. You're usually by yourself.
Right.
Or but with friends.
Actually,
with
that sounds better, doesn't it?
But
you're usually alone, Clayton, so why don't you just let out all your emotions there?
But actually, it's not the healthiest thing in the world.
You're usually alone when you see that thing that you finally released.
No, that's true.
Or you're somewhere safe. Like, I think if we brought up a topic that made us all cry, like, we're all comfortable enough that we wouldn't try to be the tough person through all of this. So that comes up.
They're saying it's not always the healthiest thing in the world to have that be when your emotions come out, that if you can access them throughout other interactions in your life, then that won't be the only time you do it. And I would have clients that say, oh, yeah, the only time I ever cry is when this thing's on. I'm like, not so healthy.
And I mean, there's times but me crying at work just can't happen. Like, somebody in the room has to not be crying. And a lot of times it's me.
Yeah.
But I desperately want to. Like, I want to sympathize, not just empathize.
Sure.
And so I need to go home and have that sympathy later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't feel... Like, I do feel what they're feeling sometimes because I've lost parents, I've lost friends. But I can't do it in front of them. It's not my grief. I can't make it about me. So sometimes it is a professional thing of, like, I got a bottle. And sometimes it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're like, I want to scream and yell at somebody, and then, you know, I got to go home and listen to, like, you know, Our Love Will Last Forever at the top of my lungs. Sometimes you just need to vent or let something out. Because it's not appropriate to scream at someone.
Right.
From what I understand.
Yeah. From what the restraining order said.
Yeah. Line 3, paragraph B does seem to state. So now, with all of these other things, do you feel, if I may interrupt you, but I feel we already did. Are you feeling some benefit from the medication, though, aside from...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Some progress?
Yeah. Oh, I feel a lot more focused.
Or hair shorter.
From focus to hyper-focus.
Right.
Okay.
And it was just noticing that. Like,
so knowing we have to just pull back slightly, like, work is going better, relationships are going better.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that the thing that people are maybe noticing more at work and... I don't know. You'd have to ask Aaron. I don't know. Maybe Aaron. Is that I... So forever, I've been like, nope, that's my fault. I'm so sorry. And everything has been, I'm
You're
so sorry.
You always have been. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's on me. And now I'm like, well, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean, oh, it's
your problem.
So
that's your problem.
The fuck do you want me to do? Right. No, I'm just
Sounds
kidding.
Like
but
a personal
it's,
problem. It,
that piece has changed a little bit because I've that's, been better that's a about
giant,
saying,
that's a, but that's a giant. I hate when people apologize all the time. They drive me fucking
But
nuts.
I always felt like it. I truly, it wasn't just.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To
you
make
can't
it
control the
away.
Weather. Like you can't. Why are you apologizing that it's raining? Like what the fuck are you going to do about that?
Because somewhere in my head, it probably was something I had done. You know,
probably, yeah.
Like if you wouldn't have scheduled an event to happen on a certain day and it rained.
Yeah.
If I would have just scheduled this tomorrow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not knowing.
So wow.
No. And but I get that.
That's I get that too.
There's a new part of the new hospital where if you work there, you're kind of alone and isolated. You're kind of out of earshot. And so the guy that was there all weekend, every time I would walk by, I'm like, you know what you did. You know why you're here. And he'd be like, you know, that makes me feel worse because I do feel kind of isolated. I'm like,
I love
oh,
that.
I know. That's I just thought I'd poke at it a little bit.
Wow. That's funny.
You know what you did.
Wow.
Anand says he feels super
Yeah,
weird,
I
want
to respond to that. So
Anand,
that's not uncommon, especially for men to feel. But one thing to remember if you're feeling that way is that when other people are crying, there is nothing wrong. I mean, with them crying.
Yeah.
They're expressing something. But and I think I would always tell clients to remember that you don't necessarily have to do anything when people cry except be there with them in that space. You don't have to fix it.
Yeah.
Men tend to want to, especially if they see women crying, they want to do something about it. And the best thing to do often is to just be with someone.
Yeah.
That was always my big thing, too, because I'm a fixer. Like,
and it's also an empathy,
to
sympathy thing. Like, I understand why you're sad. I currently am not sad.
Yeah.
But it's the same with illness. Like, I see that you're feeling shitty. I don't. So I'm going to go live my life. You should probably lay down.
But the worst.
But here's a blanket.
Yeah. No, but it is a big part of it.
But the worst thing is when people are like, well, but why are you crying? And just. One thing you can say is, what can I do that would help?
Yeah.
Or do you need me to listen right now? Do you need me to just be quiet? Or do you need to talk?
Right.
And they'll tell you, well, I just need to be left alone.
Is there anything I can do?
No.
If it's nothing, that's exactly what you're going to get from me.
Right.
Right.
Because I'll listen.
Yeah, but when you don't have a reaction to it, other than maybe like a smile or like that to show that you are empathy with them, that's what all people want,
and
that's all you need to do.
And not in a judgment free zone, like whatever.
There it is.
Right. Yeah, whatever is making you cry, you go ahead
judgment
and cry.
Free.
Yeah. Judgment free zone. I'm just not going to.
Yeah, that took me a long time to learn because
it's very hard.
I was like, what can I needed to fix.
Especially
it.
Men want to fix it too.
All of it.
Just keep it inside. No, that's what we don't want.
That is the worst song in the world. That is lyrical suicide.
That is the worst.
Just keep it inside. You're not in a rage and alcoholism.
Learn how to hide your feelings.
Find heroin.
What's Book of Mormon song? Push it down. What is it?
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Light switch. Turn it off.
Nothing wrong every with time I see that. Turn it off.
We'd like to walk you into the emotional stability hour on Q Talk America. It's gone real well.
The aging and emotional stability hour.
How to talk to your doctor
on NPR.
As an aside, 58 easy minutes.
I feel good.
Good.
So that's, you know.
Well, nobody here needs to lay down. I think
but
that's
also,
good.
If it didn't destroy the weekend that you saw the second half, you experienced the Hollywood Bowl, you saw the stars.
Well,
that's also a good finding the positive in all of that, too.
Right.
And not being
wrecked over. And that could just be me. I don't know if you feel that way, but that's what I would take out of
it. I would have had I wouldn't have been able to handle that as well as you did. If I would have missed the first half of something, I would have been out of my fucking mind.
No, but I was like, I want to go back.
Because
I really could feel. I really felt like Aaron just did not want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, that is not
what I
want
to do. And I feel it's also the Hollywood Bowl's fault
but
that they
do.
Don't have some way.
I had it on my phone.
Your phone
like,
should
I
be
had
good.
It
it's good
on
enough for
my phone.
It's good enough for the
airport. Yeah, right.
I had sitting there.
TSA is okay with
Dear
my phone.
Hollywood Bowl, turn it down a notch.
Right.
Yeah, that does seem a little extreme.
The TSA is all right.
LL Airline. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or the other thing, job opportunity. Yeah. So some guy needs to have a little
some guy needs to
have a little kiosk just outside of Hollywood Bowl
that
for $50 he'll print your tickets for you.
But may I add, I didn't have my money, I didn't have my ID, I didn't have anything.
Well, it was Ernie traveling naked?
No. She did.
Did you have something you could have traded?
Turn it off.
I'd have gone back to 91. I wouldn't have fucking cared at that point. Just get me inside this Hollywood Bowl, you know. But
that's a job opportunity.
So, McKee, did you do anything exciting this week since last we met?
Well, I feel like I never have anything that's as exciting as what all you guys do. But
we don't have mental illness to work with.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't think I'd spin that wheel right now. I think I've got just as much as everybody else.
We're not going to die on that hill.
No.
Is this the emotionally unstable hour now?
Right, we're going there. Yes.
I like it.
I sent you the text the other day, and I was just adjacent to your building. I could see the new tower from where I was. I went through that, and actually, I haven't even talked to Mom, so I didn't even have a chance to give her this news. So my lab work all came back, and everything is wonderful.
Well, tits.
So that's good. So that none of the hypochondria in my head that is affecting me at all. So we're good. It's just mental, literally. So that all came back clear and good. So I'm happy about that. Let's see what else happened. I feel like there's other interesting things.
May I ask a question?
Sure, you can.
Why were we going for blood work?
Because I hadn't in 2.5 years.
Yeah. Annual.
Okay, all right.
Annual physical is very important.
Like, okay, well, everyone.
I guess that really is an important. I should have led with that.
Sure. Yeah. My bad. What's happening? Yeah.
And I will tell you again from a semi-professional point of view, when somebody around 40 comes in and says they have no medical history, I'm like, you just haven't been to the doctor since you got a physical at 18, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, you could have all kinds of shit wrong with you. You just didn't go check.
You don't know about it yet.
Yeah, right.
Sit down.
Yeah. Women have annual checkups. Men do not. We go a good 25-year period ignoring the medical profession.
And I would
entirely
have no opposition to going often. I have no opposition to it. It doesn't bug me at all.
That's a good thing.
But mine is clearly a financial thing. I don't have insurance. I have it forever.
Nope.
So it's my doctor's kind enough to be like, we're gonna pace this along.
Yeah. If nothing's wrong,
right? I have a blood pressure monitor here. I check all that stuff. Weight, blah blah, all that stuff. So,
colonoscopies are coming both your way.
So he said that to me the other day. He's like, "Well, you know, we get to talk about later." And I'm like, "Yeah, later."
Not now.
I have a question about that.
Sure.
My doctor has started doing this here. Does he have like a website, like a portal?
No, I physically go visit him.
Okay,
in Scottsdale.
Okay, so this is so cool. I don't know doctors are doing this now because they're doing everything online. But my doctor set up, he's got a pretty big practice, a portal system.
Yeah.
So like, I don't have to call to make an appointment. I can just make an appointment online. But the cool thing is it has a messaging thing. And he actually did it, which surprises me. I would think doctors, they seem to never have any time. But like when I got my blood work back, it just – he always sends me a message saying everything's cool, but then they send it and I have access to it. So I was looking at my blood work today.
Oh, I like that.
The lab that does it sends me that. I have that with them, with him.
Well, I love it because it's in the portal and it saves them all. It organizes everything.
Nice.
But here's the best thing, and I just did it today about my shoulder.
Yeah.
My shoulder?
So
I couldn't win at bingo because they couldn't raise my
the
hand.
The new iPhone says take a photo or it's an x-ray.
Back to our first segment about our ailments. But I love this. I love this story is that I just messaged him this afternoon. I'm like, I have side effects from that statin thing. It's described to him. I said, do I need to make an appointment? Are there other alternatives? 45 minutes later, he messaged me back. He said, stop taking it for a week. If the muscle thing goes away, and I think it will, we'll know that's what it was. And then just start taking half a pill.
How nice.
I know. And then if that doesn't work, we'll try. I have another plan. The end. Goodbye. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to do a copay.
Yeah.
Suggest that to your doctor because you might be able to just get questions answered without doing the whole
thing. They did about a year
bullshit.
And a half ago. They converted everything to digital charting, which that was a huge conversion for them. So they did all that.
Right.
Now she walks in with the little
laptop
thing and she does this.
It's so good, though.
Right. So I'm.
We go to the same doctor. He just goes to the fancy office.
Well, ask him about this portal thing because it's
a
winner.
It just came in my email today with my appointment when I made it. I just got the thing about setting up the app and getting all ready.
Oh.
And then I have the thing with my insurance called Teladoc, not like telephone, not, you know, telegraph, telequeer.
Yeah.
That's how gossip
which
works.
Is faster.
See, exactly. Tell a queer. It's way faster than any known thing.
Like fire.
But the teledoc is, and I said it when I heard about it years ago. I'm like, even poor people have fucking cell phones. And you just take a picture of an inflammation, something you think is a bite, something you think is wrong. My shoulder's hanging this way.
You know where that started? Rural.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly it's from
when you
rural.
Live in the middle of nowhere. Sure, you're of like, course. What's this?
Yeah, and because everybody like has a spider access bite. To a phone that can send.
That's right.
But the good news is you can send it back, or you can just like, like my tonsils hurt. I look like this. You know, take the thermometer out of your mouth, show them the temperature. Like, I really have this fever. Can we just prescribe something, or like, what do you think?
Fantastic.
Can I just get away with Tylenol? So there's a lot with this teledoc thing. It's very good, and it's a way to save money and get.
Totally.
They call it interventionists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intervening from you going to an emergency room or an urgent care. They just want to keep it.
Such a good
but
idea.
How are they getting paid? Because to be some
like he didn't bill for that
they
today.
Get paid
like,
from the, they get paid from the hospital from people not going in with no money to the emergency room.
Oh, okay.
So you're saving the hospital money because you didn't have money for the emergency room. So this way we kept you from it. So you're intervening. So that doctor earns money by keeping non-insured people out of the emergency
room.
Who
pays them?
As much as you can.
The hospital?
Yeah, the hospital does.
Okay.
And they're called interventionists.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's,
and it's
brilliant.
Just to wait until you really need to so that you're not there at 3 o'clock in the morning with something that like, nope, that's just a cold.
Yeah. Right.
Get yourself some Zicam. Mm-hmm. You're fine.
I'm just,
but that's what I've noticed with my doc. That I need to change, and I talked to you about this so long ago, and I just haven't done it yet. They're out in Ahwatukee, and so it doesn't matter what it is. It could be the same fucking thing that I had. Like, every year, here's a sinus infection, or every year, here's this. And they're like, well, we'll need to see you.
Yeah, right.
Because you need the fucking money?
Right.
Like, that's what I got to skip over today. Because that same conversation that was two emails, I would have had to drive down there, go in, and he would have said, just stop for a week and then take half a pill. We just skipped all that.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I'm so happy right now about that.
And they don't have to fight with it's less insurance hours. Yep. It's less output from them, so they're not expecting anything.
No, it's super convenient with what him and what I do. I call.
Yeah.
I was really surprised, but again, since the last time I did it, everything has become a lot more interconnected. So I went on Thursday to have the draw done. Which is the post that I made about being in a waiting room with all these fucking people on their phones talking full conversations on the speakerphone. I wanted to just start shooting people. But I didn't. Because that's frowned upon, really.
It's a lot of time.
And I don't have a gun.
Or as they say on Veep, that's a valid emotion.
There's that. So the phlebotomist that took it, she was adorable and was like, the draw was done in 37 seconds.
Wow.
It was so amazing. She was on it. She was fun and chipper.
That's a good one.
Blah, blah, blah. But because, again, they're all interconnected now, they told me a few weeks ago when I got the lab order, they're like, take this, do it at your leisure, blah, blah, blah. And then when you get when you get the results back, book your appointment for 2 weeks later. I'm like, okay, so I got all kinds of time, right? Whatever. No, she called me the next day. Oh, we got it. We're done. Here, blah, blah, blah. Everything's fine. We're done.
Wow.
I was like, oh, wait, whoa. I didn't even
That's
have to,
fantastic.
I don't have to book an appointment. I have to talk. That was it.
Yeah,
she's like, everything's fine. Just keep going. If something changes, let us know. I'm like, okay.
That's proactive.
So I'm thrilled about that.
Right. And that's keeping medical costs lower. And that should be everyone's goal now is to keep unnecessary checkups. Everything's fine. Can we keep going?
Right.
If there's levels that have to be checked, then yes, get your levels checked.
Right.
But the labs come back fine. You don't need to go in and spend another copay to find out everything's fine.
And they'll tell you when he could have said today, like, you need to get down here.
Right.
Right.
And I would have been, oh, shit.
Yeah. But,
right.
Yeah. So, it's a medical show. For
so that was all well and good. And then I feel like every week we come, I've watched another documentary on something, which
I love this.
An interesting one. And you, I think we all have Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it. It's called The Last Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very cute. It's about Miami Beach, back in the late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, I'm in.
When all the Jews who couldn't win at bingo because of the shoulder,
busy at the cats.
They all were there on the beach and like they were this it was a life of vibrant living community down there where everybody loved everybody. It was a great scene. And two of these guys that were photographers down there. All they did was take pictures of everything and everywhere. They kind of did a historical documentation this of this
fantastic.
Whole thing.
This sounds fantastic.
It's a very light, charming.
Yeah, very light, very interesting nice. Thing about it. Now, spoiler alert, one of the photographers is not alive during this documentary. He he dies, unfortunately. And then there is a showing of all of his photography that was really big. But it's very cute because they interview a lot of the people. They interview a lot of they show a film of these old ladies and old perfect. Men. You know, they dance at their dances and all their different functions and dinners and things. And it's just adorable.
Oh, that's great.
And then the change that happens in the 80s when it all changes. Okay. And there's an immigration, I forget where it came from. There was an immigration thing that happened. And then crime went through the roof. Mm. I think it was they were from Cuba. There was a bunch of people from Cuba that came in.
And the Haitian refugees.
That was it. That's the one. Yeah. And just crime went through the roof, and they were kind of all forced out. And then rent went through the roof, and they were all basically just...
They weren't rich.
They had no money.
Right, right.
But, you know, they'd lived in this little apartment forever and ever and ever, and it was, you know, let's say $30 a week.
It's gentrification. It's refugees.
Right.
It's...
But, again, the look back at all of the older people on the beaches and all dressed up for New Year's Eves and all the different events, it was a really cute thing. It's a little over an hour, I think.
Okay.
But and the one photographer who was part of the two guys, and they both talk about completely different...
Yeah.
Different styles. One took a lot of very colorful stuff. Another one was very black and white. Just different things that they saw. Okay. But the collaborative effort between the two of them covered that scene very well.
Oh, that's cool.
So again, it's called The Last Resort. It's on Netflix is where I found it. But I thought it was fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good referral.
I like it.
Very charming.
Yeah.
I like it.
Very charming. Other than that, let's see. What else? Blah, 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 blah. Texting back and forth with my cousin over pictures and different things because that's what we do. And I brought back to life, nobody in this room will appreciate this except Marnie.
Okay.
I brought back to life the riding mower that was my grandfather's.
Oh, I love that.
I bought a new carburetor for it because it felt
that's
like
awesome.
Awfully inexpensive. And so I've been working on it. Come to find out, there's a part I can't get. Because it's only because it's a 33-year-old lawnmower.
Yeah, right.
So
of course.
I've got to figure out how the hell I'm going to get there.
Wouldn't there be
someone
something
has
on eBay?
I've looked and there's not one available anywhere at this point. So either I may have to make it or...
Oh, how interesting.
I may have to just write Briggs & Stratton Engines and be like, you got one laying around somewhere?
Right, right. Sure.
Which they're not going to give a shit. I know they won't. But anyway.
Oh, so that's so
did that.
Cool.
Yeah, so a couple little things like that.
Good for you.
I think that's really about all the excitement I could muster up for the...
Here's my new favorite part of the show, Clayton's all, or I'll build it. The fuck?
It's just a tiny little...
I know, but I think it's awesome that you're like, or I'll build it.
It's just a tiny little plastic piece that I need.
What?
Yeah. And I can't find the whole...
It's
frustrating.
I can believe it, but I just love that you don't go to like, well, fuck
it. I don't think
it.
You'll be defeated by this.
I'll build it.
Well, it's ridiculous to have an entire riding mower that everything else works perfectly fine
but
on.
This one little part
is your hindrance.
Right. Sure.
So there's no reason. No reason for that.
That's not gonna stop you. You're gonna get it.
What is it? Anant talking about two documentaries that you watched. 9 scientists from different areas.
Oh, The Most Unknown. I looked up the wrong thing. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
The Most Unknown. Not heard of.
Yeah, he's like scientists from different areas of science meet. Not a band documentary.
And I found a band. Thing.
Bless you.
Thank
Bless
you.
You. Take your Zycam. Take your Zycam.
Shut that up your nose.
Shut that up your nose.
And I mean that in the most loving way.
He did.
Yeah.
There was a motherfucker going on in there.
There were a lot of motherfuckers. Yeah.
So The Most Unknown is an epic documentary that sends 9 scientists to extraordinary parts of the world to uncover unexpected answers to some of humanity's biggest questions. Just came out. Oh, came out last summer.
Nice.
Oh, on Netflix.
Okay. The Most Unknown. I already talked about, a couple weeks ago, I talked about the one, Bill Nye, the science guy. That was interesting.
Yeah.
That's about global warming. That was interesting.
Did you see him on John?
Well, I didn't
John.
See
What's
it.
His name? John?
Not John Lovitz. John
Stewart.
No.
It was hilarious.
John,
why are we all blanking
out?
Really?
Last Week Tonight, John Oliver.
John Oliver.
Did you see him on that?
I didn't see it on John Oliver.
I saw it on every other news source.
You want some Mentos? You want something to react?
Yeah.
He puts Mentos
He started swearing like a sailor.
You're fucking grow-ups now.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold your hand.
God, it was very funny.
Get mad.
He took a blowtorch and lit the world on fire.
It's on fire.
fucking thumb out of fire, motherfucker.
Yeah. Bill Nye, the
sweet little...
He was just...
The sweet little science guy. That's him.
So funny.
Yeah, no, I...
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
On that, I think about everything is... status quo. We're still enjoying lovely weather here in Phoenix, but
what's up with that?
Someday it's going to change, and we're
upside
all
of climate change. Yeah.
And when it does change, I don't want to hear a fucking word out of anybody. Yeah. Because
we've never had
57
in May.
I got an alert.
57 degrees in May. Yeah.
I got an alert on my phone just a little bit ago that says, "By the way, weather change. Tomorrow is going to be 9 degrees cooler than today."
Oh okay, my goodness!
Yeah.
It
so when it's
so
August,
and like
shut
the
fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a month off.
Yeah, we have tomorrow.
No, we've had 5 months off. It has not been hot once yet.
Tomorrow, according to the Yahoo Weather app that I have on my phone, tomorrow 73, Thursday 76, 87 Friday, and 91 Saturday. Nobody can be mad at that.
No.
You know what? Mom's pool probably is not warm enough to get in yet.
Shut the fuck up about it.
That's the only thing.
Because you had a beautiful March,
April,
May.
And you know who's pissed off about this?
May should be hot.
APS.
Oh,
yeah.
You know
sure.
they are, because they're just like, damn it, we should be raking in the money by
now.
Yeah,
well, we'll probably
those
see rates
tards.
Go up just because, you know, that way they can try to
they're
get
horrifying.
It back. Yeah.
Whores.
This pisses me sons off. Of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
Offer crazy.
Get off my lawn.
I'm saying so.
All righty, kids, here is a look at our headlines. We're teasing next hour to do this hour's stuff. There's so much going on. It's the show. It's a Tuesday. Money was stolen for an erotic massage.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Alabama makes another mistake.
Rolling on the sea level.
I'm using a sperm.
Huh? Coconut water hater gets owned.
Florida man and a tractor.
I think we should let them take a shower.
Pulling out of Alabama.
And the never-ending argument continues. These and other stories are coming up right here on Key Talk America, because that's what we do in Hour 2.
I
all right,
know that I picked both of your headlines.
We're gonna take a 2.5 minute break. We'll be right back.
What a fucking disguise this is.
You're listening to Q Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio.